Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, November 7th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
New Pacific Metals Corp. Nome Dominion Nuig. Advances major silver projects amid rising precious metals prices. New Pacific Metals Corp is making significant advancements with its major silver projects, Silver Sand and Carangas in Bolivia. The Carangas project features a large near-surface silver zone with a thick underlying gold zone, offering scalability and multi-metal potential. With rising gold and silver prices currently at $4,001 per ounce and $48.5 per ounce, respectively, the project economics are improving. The company's preliminary economic assessment outlines a 16-year starter pit focused on the shallow silver zone with low strip ratio, along with significant unmodeled upsides. This favorable market environment enhances the economic appeal of large-scale assets for companies like New Pacific Metals.
How Fairchild Gold Corp, OTCID-FCHDF, is building critical mass along Nevada's most productive gold corridors. Fairchild Gold Corp is strategically building critical mass along Nevada's most productive gold corridors. Carlin Queen, adjacent to Nevada Gold Mine's Gold Strike Complex, completes a contiguous land position of over 1,500 acres. In under 18 months, Fairchild has established a significant Nevada-focused gold and copper portfolio. The recent acquisition of the Carlin Queen project highlights the company's ability to consolidate prospective ground within proven mining districts. The project, announced on October 30, 2025, includes 73 unpatented claims and multiple untested targets. Fairchild Huckstump Fair, OKHDF, is executing its playbook with precision, focusing on strategic acquisitions in the mining industry. Investor news breaks, Solagenix Inc. NASDAQ SNGX, highlights key clinical progress and reports Q3 2025 financial results. Solagenix Inc., a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, reported third-quarter 2025 results and upcoming milestones. This includes Phase 2A results for SGX-302 in psoriasis and enrollment updates for the Phase 3 Hybrite TM study in cutaneous T-cell lymphoma. CEO Christopher J. Schaber, PhD, confirmed a consistent safety profile for Hybrite TM. With $10.5 million in cash as of September 30, 2025, Solagenix expects its operating runway to extend through 2026 while evaluating strategic options for its late-stage pipeline. To learn more, visit the company's newsroom.
Surface sugars on immune cells linked to the progression of psoriasis. A new study has found that immune cells shed the sugars on their surface prior to entering the inflamed skin in people suffering from psoriasis. These findings could lay the foundation for understanding how this disease progresses and lays the groundwork for new approaches to treating psoriasis. Research teams at Solagenix Inc. are also engaged in R&D work related to this. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on the latest developments in the biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. Call for scientific integrity at CERN. More than $4 billion in taxpayer funds have already been wasted, and over $12 billion more is set to be wasted over the next decade as transparency is suppressed. The Crocetto Foundation for the Reduction of Cancer Deaths is calling for scientific transparency and integrity at CERN, highlighting that over $4 billion in taxpayer funds have already been wasted, with an additional $12 billion set to be wasted over the next decade due to suppressed transparency. Evidence presented at the IEEE NSS-MITSD 2025 conference in Yokohama revealed that the CERN CMS FPGA-based Level 1 trigger system is incapable of meeting the required data processing demands at the High Luminosity Large Hadron Collider. The foundation is urging for public accountability and funding suspension until these scientific questions are addressed and inconsistencies resolved. A proven cost-effective alternative, the 3D flow system, remains unmatched in performance and efficiency for real-time triggering.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsARAMP Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRAMP curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRAMP.com to read all of today's news.